Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites, and we don't do that. So enjoy freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Michelle.
Mark probably will be joining us at a later point in the program. He's out fixing a problem with a faucet.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I noticed that the water was turned off, but too late.
So here we are to talk to you about anything. We're going to start things out by going to Orlando, Florida, and a call that... Well, I'm sorry that we have to take. Let's talk to Josh, listening in Orlando. You're on Free Talk Live. Josh? Do we have Josh in Orlando? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how are you folks today?
Just great. What's on your mind tonight, Josh?
John, obviously, I'm sure you guys are well aware that John has been arrested. They did find him guilty of resistance without violence.
Now, you're talking about John Kurtz. I'm aware, but our listeners aren't aware. John Kurtz, we've had him on the show a number of times. Michelle, I'm not sure if you got a chance to meet him last year at Porkfest or not. He was there this year as well. A big group of folks came up from Orlando both years, and they're people who were inspired by a lot of the activism that's gone on up here in New Hampshire, and they kind of started doing civil disobedience down in Orlando.
They're affiliated with CopLock, right?
CopWatch.
CopWatch.
Yeah, OrlandoCopWatch.com,
yeah.
And it's John Kurtz is kind of the most visible of what is a fairly large group of activists down there, and usually when you're the most visible, that means you're more likely to be targeted, and he was recording the police at one incident a while back, and they arrested him for recording the police, claimed that he assaulted a police officer, if I'm recalling correctly. Did I get all that right thus far?
Yes, sir. The original charge was three charges: obstruction of justice, resisting arrest without violence, of course, and battery on a law enforcement officer.
So he went to trial on this over the last couple days in Orlando, and this is the same courthouse where they banned the outreach of any sort to jurors. You can't hold a sign, you can't pass out flyers, you can't talk to jurors.
Even if you're standing not on the steps, but just on the
anywhere
sidewalk?
Anywhere on the entire property, the entire...
That is correct. They have completely banned trying to do any type of what they would classify as jury tampering. And they actually have an administrative order now that any type of First Amendment activity has to be confined to these tiny free speech boxes that are well away where you, from any type of influence that you could have over anyone.
Right.
And we also had some trouble with that. But
right. Somebody was arrested earlier this week for handing out flyers. Now, he wasn't charged with jury tampering. They're allegedly going to charge him with contempt of court
in that particular case. There's activist Mark Schmitter.
Right.
He's been doing feature there for 9 months. And, they decided to finally take action and with his contempt of court the same day that John's trial was going on.
So John's trial wrapped up late yesterday. Jury deliberations went on apparently into the evening because they didn't arrest him until like 10 o'clock at night. Isn't that right?
Yes, we wrapped up at about 10 o'clock last night. And
I've never heard of that, by the way. I've never heard of a court going past 4 o'clock. I mean, normally around...
It sounds like the Star Chamber.
Yeah.
They absolutely, and it was funny because the previous day they absolutely wrapped it up at 5 o'clock, because they wanted to stay within budget and operate efficient, because you and I both know how efficient government operates. But I just wanted to briefly tell you guys, for me, this is my first experience in a courtroom, and I had the pleasure and the satisfaction of being able to sit through both days of this, and it really was a roller coaster. If you guys don't mind, I was going to tell you about a couple of victories we had that might make it okay to kind of justify the horrible fact that John is going to be spending the next 23 days in a cage.
Yeah, just a point. I want you to get the victories here in a moment, but just to clarify, the sentence was 30 days in jail for so-called resisting arrest, but that means they didn't find him guilty on the other two charges, correct?
Correct. Well, they had actually dropped the charge. The obstruction of justice charge was dropped. So the only charges that he was being tried for was the resisting without violence in the battery on the LEO.
So, okay, so the original reason why he was arrested, he wasn't convicted for that, which means that it was essentially a wrongful arrest, but it doesn't matter. They still got convicted of resisting arrest. So even if you resist, supposedly, a wrongful arrest, you're still committing a criminal action by the definitions of the state.
In the eyes of the state, that's correct.
Yeah. So even though he shouldn't have been arrested at all, that charge still went through. They found him guilty of it, and now he's going to sit in jail for several weeks and then be put on probation for an entire year. Now, probation sucks. It is a system that is designed to make it so that it's easy to violate. You can violate probation at the drop of a pin, and these people can usually come in and search your home. They usually demand that you appear at their offices, the probation offices, once a week or something like that. So I'm not sure what the terms are going to be like down there in Florida, but it's never easy.
Absolutely. We're actually waiting to find out more about that. And on top of these terms, there's an additional term that John is not allowed to come within 100 feet of any police officer who is engaged in any type of investigation or any type of lawful activity. Absolutely. So really, they really wanted to absolutely make sure that they could prevent any future cop watch on behalf of John Kirsch.
That is incredible to me. So they're preventing him from, they've essentially got a restraining order on him for all police officers.
That is correct.
And that's for what, the entirety of the probation? Is that the idea?
From what I understand, I believe it is through the probation period, but it may extend further than that. I'm not entirely sure on that one.
So if a cop approaches John, does that mean he has to run away?
I was just thinking the same thing. I mean, in my little crazy mind, I'm thinking, gosh, then that would mean that he shouldn't be able to be arrested again.
well, they did clarify, except for if the state happened to want to mess with him for a bit, then it would be acceptable.
Okay.
How convenient.
Yeah, that's lovely. Wow. I'm just blown away by that. That's a detail that I didn't hear about last night when I got this news late last night, and man, that's shocking to me.
So what is the response? Obviously, you're upset by this, and John is too.
Absolutely.
Is there an uprising amongst people that have been following you guys or participating in events with you?
Well, I had noticed on the Orlando Cop Watch website there did seem to be an additional amount of traffic. The local media, from what I've seen so far, hasn't really covered this much. Obviously, there's a circus going on with the Casey Anthony deal right now. That's really the big focus. But there was a lot of stuff to go on. Obviously, we had Mark Schmitter, who was arrested for his issue. So we've got that. But as far as our people, I mean, we've obviously been upset and been trying to fight, throw ourselves to the machine as best we can. But We feel as if a lot of this was done deliberately to try to prevent us from taking future action, but obviously this is only going to cause us to intensify.
Yeah, absolutely. This is how they do it. They think they can intimidate people. And in many cases, they're right. They can. And so that's the direction that they go. But when it comes to hardcore liberty-loving activists who are willing to take risks, their intimidation tactics flip on their head. They don't work. They just encourage people to get out there and get more active and follow in the footsteps of the individual that is being prosecuted, in this case, John Kurtz. It's so sad. OrlandoCopWatch.com is where you can go to see some of the stuff that you guys have been doing down there. It's been great activism thus far.
Now, are you guys affiliated with the people that are feeding the homeless by chance?
Well, we do it all. I mean, that is Food Not Bombs. I mean, we go there, or members of Orlando Cop Watch go there to act as Cop Watch members. I go there as an individual because I'm upset about the ordinance. I think it's unjust. But, I mean, we do all this. We do the feed you. We do the feed you outreach stuff. We do the Cop Watch. We do the feeding the homeless.
So those people are sympathetic to what's going on with you as well. So even though they're not directly Cop Watch affiliates,
absolutely,
you have some supporters
there.
And
we were actually a few of the people from Food Not Bombs did come in and attend the last day of John's trial, which we were glad to see because I know, I don't want to toot John's horn. It doesn't need to be tooted, but he has actually, bailed out a few of the Food Not Bombs people who were arrested for feeding the homeless.
Mm.
So I want to hear about the wins here in a moment, but I also understand that apparently there was a total crackdown on any kind of camera activity within the courtroom.
Absolutely. We have all kind of lovely stories for that. Oh, you want to hear about that now, or were you cutting for the commercial? I'm sorry.
Well, anything that you wanted to, we'll tell you what. We'll bring you back here in just a moment. You can stick with us, yes?
Absolutely.
All right. More with Josh here from OrlandoCopWatch.com as one of the cop watchers down there has been sentenced to 30 days in jail for so-called resisting arrest, plus a year probation, plus at least a year of being banned from coming within 100 feet of any police officer. Crazy stuff. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Attention, all active-duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 888-900-VA-LOAN. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Company NMLS number 3122 and Lewis NMLS number 157603. VARadio.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features there on the house. Unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their sites, we give you archives galore, for instance. You can go all the way back to late 2006. And you can download as many as you like. They're completely free. Go to freetalklive.com to do it. That's freetalklive.com. And as I mentioned, Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. If you need some collections work done, forget about doing it yourself. Contact SACL CAI. They do collections with respect. towards your customers, the clients that owe you money. They want to make it so that you can actually keep your clients once this whole collection process is over and done with. So go to SACL CAI's website. You'll find their link right at the top of our banner column on the right-hand side of freetalklive.com. SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. We go back to Josh listening in Orlando, OrlandoCopWatch.com. John Kurtz is one of our visible folks there doing activism of a civil disobedience nature in Orlando, and also doing Cop Watch, which, whether we like it or not, is ultimately an act of civil disobedience in many cases, because
I think it's a responsibility.
Yeah, but, well, because the cops don't like it when you point video cameras at them, and in many cases they will target you for violence and kidnapping, and that's what they did with John. They kidnapped him and they held him in a jail cell for about 7 days. In the initial phase of all this, they then charged him with a felony count of assault on a police officer, which of course is a bunch of nonsense. And also some other nonsensical charges like obstructing government administration and resisting arrest. And Josh, you're back with us to kind of tell us a little bit more here, because John has been sent to jail for 30 days. Seven already have been served initially, so it's 23 days remaining. And then another year of probation after that. So keeping
essentially more jail.
I mean, it's like a noose around your neck, mm-hmm. Basically. And then beyond that, he's prohibited from approaching any police officer within 100 feet. So just incredibly restrictive, just outrageous sentencing here. And it was a jury trial, by the way. So hit us with this, whatever it was you wanted to share. Go ahead.
Well,
Josh,
I would like to point out very quickly that, you know, John, they offered John multiple plea deals, and mm-hmm. he refused because he wanted to have a trial by jury. And I can only speculate, but I do believe that that's really the reason that the judge gave such a harsh sentencing. The judge could have very well given him a time served and not even had to have probation, but the judge, who displayed extreme lack of impartialness at the very end, he said, you know, I feel that John has not learned his lesson. I feel that John thinks that he is innocent of these crimes, and if we just allow him to say time served, he will not learn his lesson. So after even pleading of John's attorney, who is an amazing attorney, I thought, the judge still would not return his decision and would absolutely make John do 30 days in jail.
Wow.
But I know you wanted to talk about the camera issue. This same judge I'm talking about accused many of us in the courtroom of trying to record the court proceedings, threatened us multiple times with contempt charges. And he even grabbed two people from the assembly and brought them in front of the court and had them swear under oath that they were not doing it. And their deputies were all over the place grabbing our phones, making sure that our phones were off.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, you know, as this is going on, I know, you know, five floors above us and the 23rd floor, the whole world is watching the Casey Anthony trial. Why can we not have any type of leaking of what's proceeding in this courtroom? It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, you're not the mainstream media, so you're not allowed to have cameras in there. They know they can push you around. You don't have lawyers on your side that'll sue them.
Understandable.
And you also don't invoke this sense of self-righteousness in people where they can, you know, people can watch what's going on with that young girl and go, oh, she's terrible. She's awful. I'm so fabulous and I'm so wonderful because I would never do that. So unfortunately, you know, the media is into tapping into people's emotions and whatever will get ratings. And right now, that's whatever little, you know, pseudo pill that people can take to make themselves feel good about themselves.
That's a great point, Michelle. They don't mind if somebody sees a murder trial or whatever. I'm not sure what that trial is even about, but is it a murder?
Trial of a two-year-old, two-year-old daughter.
So it's all right if somebody sees a trial of a murderer, because then the state looks good, right?
Right.
But if they see a trial of John Kurtz, who's a completely peaceful human being, he never harmed another person, he's never even been to jail before, as I understand it, he's never been convicted of anything, from what I understand, and, you know, if they see this happening, and they see, you know, a principled defense and, you know, things that make sense about pointing out how the state is violent and corrupt and all that, this is very damaging to the state's image and its so-called legitimacy, and so
so much for the blindness of justice.
Therefore, they don't want anybody to see that. That's the same reason why they'll kick everybody out of a court. Like here in Keene, if there's a trial happening for an activist, frequently they'll go ahead and finish up with everybody else that's in the courtroom, empty out the courtroom with the exception of all the activists that are there. That way only the activists get to see the trial. But at least here in Keene, we're allowed to bring cameras into the courtroom. That's not a problem here at all. We've never had that issue. They don't like cameras out in the lobby. People are getting arrested for that here in Keene, so it's not perfect here. But at least we're able to record every single trial that goes down here, whereas what you're saying, Josh, is they're checking people's cell phones frequently to make sure they're still turned off. They're having people swear under oath that they're not recording. I mean, just a total crackdown on any kind of possibility of a recording of this trial.
Absolutely. And from what I understand, there was a possibility had we applied for some type of permit, months in advance, probably, with the bureaucracy, maybe a month in advance, we could have possibly brought a camcorder in. I'm not even sure about that.
Wow.
But I will say one of the victories we did have in this is my first time ever experiencing jury selection. So, you know, we're sitting here and they do bring in 30 potential jurors. And, you know, the judge goes through his basic line of questioning and whatnot. But then ultimately he gets to the point where he said, obviously the elephant in the room is, as you walked into the courthouse today, were any of you approached and given a yellow trifold pamphlet about jury rights?
Mm-hmm.
And I will say to you, 95% of those people raised their hand.
That's
with
excellent.
Their little pizza flyers because, you know, somebody out there, I'm not sure who it was, but somebody
out
there.
Did the judge consider that jury tampering at that point?
This is what he said. He said, if you've read it, it's been read. But then he went on to negate the facts that were discussed within the brochure. He went on to negate those facts and say, you must ignore this. And then they had to collect all the pamphlets.
That's directing the jury. That is absolutely unacceptable in a courtroom.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, this is my first time. And just, you know, the whole idea that, you know, someone outside trying to educate the jurors would be tampering, but not the judge and the prosecution, you know, with their last question, dismissing jurors because they show basic, you know, because they show basic understanding of any type of concepts of liberty or history, they're dismissed. But that was a pretty good victory. And then I was a bit sad to see that, I guess, I'm not sure how it is if it varies state to state, but at least for here in Florida, for at least in this instance, the state does get first pick on dismissing jurors. They go first. They get to go row by row and say who they would like to see dismissed, and then the defense can object.
Sorry, so this is Mark. How many do they get?
I'm sorry?
How many dismissals do they get?
I believe that they get six. They get to do six, and then I guess the defense gets an opportunity to respond. But I mean, I'm not sure. There's a lot of legal terms of review that I really wasn't familiar with. There was a lot of stuff going on.
Did they allow the defense to ask questions of the jurors?
Absolutely, they did. You know, they had the state went first, and then the defense followed. And then when it came time for them to dismiss, the state began again.
See, what I've heard here is that you have to submit your questions in advance to the judge here in New Hampshire in order to get, and you know, maybe then he won't even ask them of the jurors. Right. So things are definitely different from state to state. Is there more you wanted to share with us?
I don't want to take up all your time, but I do want to say briefly.
If there is more, stick with us. You'll be right back. It's Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll free and bring up whatever you would like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You may join us online as well at freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam and we've had it for a while, but just within the last 48 hours, we've changed our provider around. What happened was Ustreams were what we were using. Ustream changed their advertising policy. Used to be that, now look, it can't be very cheap to run these video streaming services, so I don't blame them for getting desperate or whatever it is. I don't know what their financial situation is, but Ustream changed their setup to where it used to be that when you would click play on our webcam, if you didn't have something like AdBlock turned on in your browser, then it would, you know, play like a 30-second ad, and then it would join our stream. So then you'd be able to watch. So you have to sit through the ad, and then you can watch Free Talk Live. And that's what we have to do because it's just I'm not willing to pay the price for the ad-free streaming. It's just too expensive as far as I'm concerned. And so that was okay. Like, that's acceptable. That's what they call a pre-roll ad. And that makes sense. These guys got to pay the bills. It you know, makes it so somebody has to sit and watch that ad before they can get the content. That makes sense. It's expensive to stream video on the internet. I totally understand. But then what they changed, and the other thing they do is they'll flash ads up on the screen, which that's fine,
sure,
too.
Like below it, the same way they do on YouTube.
Like the lower third or something like that. There'll be an ad down there. So that's fine, too, because it doesn't get in the way of the audio, right? It doesn't get away in the way of the actual program content. So that doesn't bother me. But then what they started doing within the last week, and I hear this because I don't watch the cam. I'm busy doing the show. So I hear this from some of our listeners, some of the people that watch the cam, is, hey, Ustream's interrupting your feed with advertisements. So, like, just right sometime randomly within the middle of the show, you've got a 30-second ad that just busts in.
That is true.
That's pretty obnoxious. And so I decided, all right, time to start looking around for another stream provider. And we're going with Livestream. They do a very nice job, and Apparently, they don't interrupt streams, so they just do the pre-roll thing where there's an ad at the beginning. And so thus far, it's been a pretty positive experience, although I've had some issues with their streaming software where it's crashed on me the last couple days.
That's
a few
not
times.
Good.
So that's not good. But I reinstalled the software, and so I'm going to try to tweak that. But right now, as of right now, the stream looks better. We've got a higher resolution than before, so the cam actually is crisper than it's ever been.
And hopefully it doesn't crash.
And hopefully it won't crash. If it does crash, we may have to use their web stream thing, which won't look as good. So there's still some options out there, but we've transitioned away from Ustream, and so enjoy the brand new looking cam over at cam.freetalklive.com. I think it looks great. It's the same cam we're using, it's just using it at a higher resolution through this new service. So once again, cam.freetalklive.com. Go there and enjoy that for free, just like the rest of our websites. Mark, joining us here, better late than never. You had to take care of some important stuff, technical stuff outside the studio. And
you want your faucet fixed, and I had to go to Home Depot because you couldn't follow instructions on the right one.
I'm not handy like that.
You're not
handy
like that.
That's why I have people like Mark around.
Right. Mm-hmm. I might as well be the husband around here.
Oh, brother.
All right. So
does that make me, what, like a flame dame?
I'm not sure what that
is. Josh is in Orlando. Josh, you're giving us a recap of what happened over the last couple of days in Orlando with the court system down there. Really just being tyrannical and awful, not allowing cameras into the court, cracking down on people that attempted to, you know, even use a cell phone as a camera. Just totally just restrictive conditions in which this John Kurtz was on trial, who's a civil disobedience activist down there, and he ended up getting found guilty on one of three counts. So it could have been a lot worse, I suppose, but in this case they found him guilty of resisting arrest. So even though the other counts were not guilty, for some reason the resisting arrest was still valid. That's something I don't understand. I think it violates the fruit of the poison tree doctrine, but that's okay. The government's been violating its own doctrines for decades, so it's not like they're going to ever, you know, hold themselves accountable. But you were still telling us some of the victories that you thought that you guys had down there, despite all of the tyranny that you experienced.
Well, I mean, obviously last night was, I mean, it was a big blow to us. We wanted to see John get away. The biggest victory would have been, obviously, if he would have been found not guilty of everything. But we know that we're already working on specific campaigns to try to foster more help for this, to get more people active, use this as a PR tool for our benefit, obviously, like you have to do with any of these situations. And I think it's going to even look good for the homeless ordinance, because Wednesday, after the first day of jury selection, right after John got out of that trial part, we went right over to Lake Eola and witnessed two more people get arrested.
Oh, no. What's the total up to now? Like 27, 28 people?
I believe it's up to 27 or 28 people at this point. Absolutely.
Jeez.
But I want to say one more thing, and then I'll let you guys go. I know you have a lot to cover today, but Grueler, Detective Grueler, the victim in this heinous crime committed by John Kurtz, I just want to be clear, put this on the record for you guys. His original affidavit was changed once from John pushing him from one side to being changed to pushing him from the other once the video evidence of the street cameras was presented to him. Then he changed his affidavit, his sworn affidavit, and then his deposition in the hearings was different from that. And then when he testified in court, his story changed yet again.
Wow.
And he was still found to be a liable witness.
Incredible.
It totally makes me want to cry, actually. I mean, it's so disgusting.
It was really ridiculous. I'll close with this. I would just encourage your listeners to go to, again, OrlandoCopWatch.com. The number one story is about John Kurtz. You can find out how to help him. We're trying to fund his commissary account so we can, have quick access to communicate with him.
Mm-hmm.
And we may be trying to do something to get in touch with our state governor, see if we can maybe work that angle. We don't know if that's going to be a possibility. But
don't get your hopes up. How'd that go for you, Mark?
Well, I can tell you. Well, it's a different state governor now, but Mark Rubio is no more interested in this than Charlie Crist was. Good luck! But, yeah. You know, it's just my assessment from sitting up here.
It's horrible what they're doing down there, and I hope that one of these days more of you Orlando folks can come up to New Hampshire on a permanent basis, because things aren't perfect up here, but I think there are
more of us than we can stand together.
Right, and there's a good group down there in Orlando, but what's the population of Orlando? Isn't it like 2 million people or something?
It is pretty huge. I don't know the numbers to be exact. But I will say we do have a very tight-knit little Liberty family here. I would say we have like 500 activists within that. I would say we would have maybe 20 who are the hardcore, who try to do it all, mm-hmm. You know, the supermen and women.
I totally understand it.
John Kurtz will be one of those. But I want to thank you guys for providing an outlet for all of us to communicate and talk about all this stuff so everyone knows.
Well, I think that anywhere where there's civil disobedience going on, a newsworthy activism happening needs to be heard about, whether it's the people doing street theater down in Austin, which is some brilliant stuff down there, the folks doing the dancing in D.C., which is, by the way, going to happen again this July 4th, Independence Day. They're going to be having a dance party again in Washington, D.C., so that's, you know, whatever's
exciting.
Independence, exactly right. So, that, you know, if there's exciting stuff going on, I want to hear about it because it inspires people. People hear about this stuff and they, you know, they take up the mantle. Mm-hmm. They're willing to go out and emulate those like John Kurtz who have led the way. And thanks, Josh, for the call tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
What is their site again, PopWatch?
Oh, Josh, are you still there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You know, I just realized something. By the way, it's OrlandoCopWatch.com, Michelle.
Okay.
But, Mark, you had a question about the resisting thing, right?
Yeah, what was what qualified as resisting in this situation?
The victim, Detective Griller, testified that when he placed the handcuffs on the defendant, John Kurtz, that John Kurtz did try to slightly move his left hand away as he was being cuffed.
Well, I hope the detective's all right.
Yeah, well, I mean, I hope he's okay. I'm going to send some cards and some flowers to his wife just to make sure that everything is okay.
Be sure that you send a pair of, like, you know, little girl's panties to the detective.
Our prayers are definitely with his family through this hard tragedy that he had to go through. But hey, I appreciate you guys. You take care. I look forward to seeing you at Porkfest 2012, okay?
Very good, sir.
He could have got a nasty pinch from those handcuffs.
Keep us in the loop as well as to what, you know, transpires, because it's not done down there. I mean, there's a gentleman that was arrested this week for handing out jury flyers. He's going to be facing that contempt of court charge at some point. And
well, that's going to be on the 6th of July. We're already mobilizing to try to get some people to the court for that.
Keep us in the loop on that, will you?
Absolutely. And real quickly, we've decided if they continue to start arresting people for FIJA, we're going to switch to the Don't Take the Plea outreach.
They're not going to like that either. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. I think they've been banned from handing out anything. As I recall reading the judge's order, it's you're banned from handing anything.
No handed stuff
jury.
Out at our courthouse.
Period. Yeah. You know, freedom of speech and all that. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? You can do that by becoming an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn about the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send us $3 a month, you know, price of a cup of coffee, and we'll take that in and reinvest it into the show, getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations, bringing more internet listeners on board. In fact, just announced a new station today in Wilmington, Delaware, WILM. We'll give them an official hello tomorrow night, because they're only on for Saturdays at this point in time. But we're constantly bringing new stations on, and it's thanks to listeners like you getting behind the show financially. You get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, podcast, and more. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal, or use Visa or MasterCard on our site, amp.freetalklive.com. FreeTalkLive.com.
You want to know about bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. In a lot of ways, they're like cash for the internet. You know, obviously, when you're doing business over the internet, you don't want to have to send people, you know, chunks of gold or silver or FRNs or dollar bills or whatever in the mail. So it's nice to be able to pay people online. Bitcoins make that easy. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value has been trending upward with time. Find out more by visiting weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. I mean, I saw these things at, well, less than a dollar a few months ago. Now they're at over 16. They could trend up double that. I don't know. Your dollars, I do know, are diminishing day by day. Bitcoins have been trending upward. You can visit weusecoins.org and find out more.
All right, so 800-259-9231, we're going to get right back into your phone calls here. But just one point of clarification. We were talking with Josh down in Orlando, and there is a good group of activists down there. They came up to Porkfest last year here in New Hampshire and met a lot of the folks that they've only heard about listening to Free Talk Live. And then this year, more of them, I think, came up from Orlando. They got an RV and
yes,
kind of came up here and just had a blast.
Yes.
Nice, nice people, great activists. I just have to wonder, are they... When are they going to get tired of running up against the brick wall that is the state of Florida?
Well, you know, people have to do what they have to do in life. Yeah. And what we have to do here in New Hampshire is make New Hampshire so attractive
right.
that activists like the ones that are in Orlando have no place, no other options in their life but to move up here.
Right now there's 2 million people in the metro area of Orlando,
yep.
which is more than 25%, I think, more than, 33% more than the entire population.
Yeah, there's about 1.3 to 1.4 million in the state of New Hampshire.
Yeah.
States have, sovereignty powers that are beyond those of just other geographic areas. I wish that the founding fathers had landed in Jacksonville instead of landing in, up in Plymouth Rock or whatever. Well, I guess the Founding Fathers aren't exactly right, but I wish somebody had landed there and we had smaller states that were cut up in the southern areas, but we don't. We don't. And states have sovereignty powers that counties and cities and municipalities and, you know, all these other ways of sectioning off land, they don't have those.
New Hampshire is ranked as the freest state according to the Mercatus Center, so we've already got a good starting point. There's a lot that needs to be done, though, and in order to get these things done, we need to have people here on the ground in New Hampshire. There are hundreds who've already made the move as part of the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org as we go to your phone calls here and your thoughts. Eddie's listening in D.C. Eddie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Hey, hello. Hey, hello, Miss Michelle Seven.
Is this Eddie Free?
Guys, my heart goes out to Kurt and all of his, to John and all of his friends and his family over there. It sounds like the police are scared of him and they have a protection order against him now.
Yeah, that's right. He can't come within 100 feet of any police officer as part of his conviction for so-called resisting arrest down there. And you got to meet John and some of the other folks from Orlando because you were also at Porkfest.
I did. In fact, they were camped out not far from where our camp was, the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund camp. I got a chance to hang out with him and his friends. We did a discussion panel with Jason Talley over civil disobedience. I think we did that Saturday. And give me a chance to meet John and learn more about what's going on with him. And like I said, our heart goes out to what he's going through right now.
Well, you've got some experience at this yourself, Eddie. You were arrested several weeks ago in Washington, D.C. for dancing near the Jefferson Memorial. We've talked in quite a bit of detail about that. But if our listeners haven't heard about it, they can go to jeffersondanceparty.info to learn more about the Jefferson dance parties because people are coming back there on Monday.
We sure are. We're going to meet there around 4 o'clock, and we'll probably start dancing around 6. I've asked people to bring food and drinks to sell or give away, whatever. We're going to have our own little mini Porkfest agorist alley right there at the Jefferson as well.
That's not going to go over too well. How do you think the park police are going to respond to people selling things with without asking for permission?
They're one-trick ponies, so they'll probably, I would imagine, they'd aggress.
Yep. You guys are really, I think, doing some heroic work down there in D.C. I mean, in the belly of the beast, doing civil disobedience, and it's perfect civil disobedience, really. You're dancing. You're silently dancing at this Jefferson Memorial. There's plenty of room to do it. There's no music or anything to disturb anybody else. It's just that they don't like people having fun. They really just don't like that.
I wish that there were some parents who were really, courageous that would be willing to take their age 6 and under children out there and have just children dancing.
Yeah.
You know, because
next to the adults. Have them neck dance with the adults.
Or yes, sure. But, I mean, everything's always for the children, And the funny thing is we all think it's really cute when we see a kid, in the middle of somewhere just start dancing. Yep. And, oh, how sweet and how fun. And I can't imagine police breaking that up.
Yeah, exactly right. So, Eddie, how many people do you expect to come out to this on Monday?
I'm really not sure. As far as the Facebook, it doesn't show a whole lot of people, but again, we do have our website, jeffersondanceparty.info, so I think a lot of people are just following the website for updates.
Okay. And is there a Facebook event on this?
There is.
How would people find that?
Ooh, okay. Hold on here.
Is there a link maybe over jeffersondanceparty.info?
Oh, actually, yeah, there sure is. That's all they need to do is
go
there and they'll find the link right there on the front page.
Cool. So if you're going to be in the D.C. area coming up on Monday, that is 4th of July, Independence Day, they're having an independence party starting at 4 and then you start dancing at 6?
That's it.
At the Jefferson Memorial.
And enjoy the fireworks.
It's exciting.
Yeah, and the way that this sort of, one of the things I like about this is, these government bureaucrats would love to be home and doing the Independence Day thing that everybody else is doing. But because they've aggressed in the past two times, hassling people that were silently dancing at the Jefferson Memorial, mm-hmm. and as far as I'm concerned, this is far less disturbing for people than, say, you know, a classroom of kids running through and, you know, yelling and hollering and doing all the things that go on every single day at the Jefferson Memorial. So the idea that they've aggressed against these people, this punishes them because they're going to have to be out in full force. They're going to have many of them out there to do the arrests, or they're just going to ignore it. One of the two, but either way, they lose.
They haven't ignored it yet, although last time they ignored it for about 15 or 20 minutes until they did finally move in to push people out of the Jefferson Memorial. So effectively, you guys have been gaining ground, I think, over time, and so it should be interesting to see how things play out on Monday evening.
You know, we're going to go ahead and do this Monday, and Jefferson Dance Party is going to go on forever. You know, we're going to dance when we want to, just like the song says. Mm-hmm. You know, it may be we're going to dance Monday, and then we may dance a month from now or 6 months from now or whenever.
You can dance when you want to.
Yep, exactly right. Hey, Eddie, anything else you want to share tonight?
Yes, I do. There was one other thing I wanted to touch on was Porkfest and how incredibly awesome it was. It was my second time to attend. The free aid being set up, I think that was the first time this year. I thought that was just great.
Yeah, that was the medical, basically the medical tent that was open 24 hours a day.
Stephanie Murphy organized that, right?
Right.
Agorist Ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
I got to meet the Unschool family and the kids.
The Haldersons.
You know, they'd set up their own little agorist babysitting and even dog sitting for folks that wanted to go down and, you know, party at Buzz's dance party or whatever. The kids were great. And just the whole thing, Porkfest, people had smiles planted on their faces the whole week.
So would you say it was better the second time around, Eddie?
Absolutely, 100 times. Like I said, it's life changing every time I go.
Awesome, dude. Well, look forward to seeing you next year then.
All right, guys.
And if you're not in a cage on Monday night, will you give us a call and give us a wrap up or kind of a recap of the Jefferson Dance Party, the fourth round, I believe.
I will for sure.
Thanks,
we'll
dude. We'll look forward to talking to you then. We're coming up here. Hour 2's next. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.